Talk. I will present to you. Vicksburg, Mississippi, March 16, 1901. Talk given by Mrs. E. G. White to the church in Vicksburg. I will present to you this morning the instruction contained in the 14th chapter of John. Christ was about to leave his disciples to enter upon his great trial, which to them would be a terrible test. He knew the temptations they would meet, the grief and discouragement that would come to their hearts as they saw him, their teacher, the Son of God, as they believed, treated with contempt and abuse. He saw that they were in trouble, and he said to them, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions." Verse 1. Think of this. Here we have no home, or very poor ones. Christ says to us, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." Verses 2, 3. We believe these words. We are looking forward to the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Christ was to suffer in our behalf, standing at the head of humanity as representative of the race. He was to work out the character which every follower of his is to work out through the provision he has made, his infinite sacrifice, his life and death on earth. Christ sought to guard his disciples against becoming discouraged after he should leave them, when the powers of darkness, evil agencies, the synagogue of Satan, should array themselves against them. He spoke to them words of comfort, assuring them that he would come again and take them to himself. He knew that they would remember these words after his trial and after his resurrection and ascension. These events were to impress them with the power of truth, leading them to realize that Christ is the foundation of faith, the cornerstone of the building of truth. "And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know." Thomas, always inclined to unbelief, said doubtingly, "Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way?" Jesus answered, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Verses 4 to 6. These words are for you. When you are in perplexity, go right to the Word of God. Read about Christ, his character, his work, and do as he would were he in your place. Christ could not, in word or practice, testify to wrong, for he is truth itself. "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also, and from henceforth ye know him, and have seen him." Then Philip asked, "Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us." Verses 6 to 8. Grieved at his disciples' lack of faith, Christ answered, "Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very works' sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the work that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father." Verses 9 to 12. Christ desired the disciples to understand that they were not to be bereft of power because he was going to his Father. The promise he made to them is for us. If we will take it just as it reads, we shall feel such confidence and such trust in God and the truth that He will be able to reveal His power through us. By our good works, we shall show our faith. We can receive power and grace from Christ to enable us to work the works of God. And let us ever remember that we are never to take any credit to ourselves for the work we do. There is nothing good in us, therefore we should not seek to glorify ourselves. God is to receive all the glory. We are to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God which worketh in us. Constantly we are to strive to elevate ourselves and others in accordance with the directions of the Word of God. With all the power we have, we are to seek to reach the standard of character Christ has set before us. This is what God wants us to do. When in humble faith we rely on Christ as our sufficiency, our strength, our all, and in all, then it is that the power of God rests upon our work.
Christ's words show that there is a close connection between heaven and earth, that to those who believe in the power of truth, God manifests Himself as He does not to the world. There are those who seem to think that if the minister leaves them, they will be stranded. Why do they not hang their helpless souls on Christ? Why do they not believe that, although they have no minister, Jesus is with them? Let them follow the ministers into the field with their prayers. Christ has told them that the works He has done they may do also. He says, "Whatsoever ye shall ask in My name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in His Son." Verse 13. But He does not say this to those who do not abide in Him. Do not depend upon human beings for spiritual help. Resist the temptation to make flesh your arm. Look to God as children look to an earthly father. Believe that He loves you and that He will help you, even as He has promised. If you will believe, you will have confidence, trust, reliance, because you will realize that Christ is the foundation of your faith. If ye love Me, keep My commandments. Obedience is the test of true love. And I will pray the Father, and He shall give you another Comforter, that He may abide with you forever. Although I am going away, My representative will still be with you. He will never leave you. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth Him not, neither knoweth Him. But ye know Him, for He dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. Verses 15 to 17. This promise God has made to you. When you get discouraged, do not depend on human beings for aid. Christ declares, "The Comforter shall be with you." Go right to God in prayer. Bow before Him, saying, "Lord, help me, for I am in difficulty and I do not know what to do." You have promised to give your children what they ask in your name. We ask for strength to resist the temptations of the enemy. Thus you will obtain a most valuable experience. As you follow on to know the Lord, you will know that His goings forth are prepared as the morning. And when you receive help and comfort, sing to the praise of God. Talk with God. Thus you will become a friend of God. You will rely on Him. You will obtain a faith that will trust whether you feel like trusting or not. Remember that feeling is not an evidence that you are a Christian. Implicit faith in God shows that you are His child. Trust in God. He will never disappoint you. He says, "I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth Me no more. But ye see Me, because I live, ye shall live also." Verses 18 19. We do not see Christ in person. It is by faith that we behold him. Our faith grasps his promises. Thus it was that Enoch walked with God. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. Verse 19. Over the rent sepulchre of Joseph, Christ proclaimed, I am the resurrection and the life. John 11, verse 25. Because he lives, his children shall live. At that day he says, Ye shall know that I am in my Father, and he in me, and I in you. John 14, verse 20. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. Verse 21. Many set aside their Savior and write to me to know whether they have any evidence that they are Christians. They do not put confidence in God. They ought to sing and rejoice in the love of their Savior, but they say, I do not feel like it. Has not Christ said, He that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him? Why tell human beings about your soul trouble? They cannot take the place of God. Why put Christ in the background? He wants us to believe in him as children believe in an earthly father. He can give us peace that the world can neither give nor take away. This is the hope of the Christian. Trust not in feeling. If your faith is wavering, remember that Christ is not lying in the tomb, but is making intercession for you in the heavenly courts. Judas saith unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself to us, and not unto the world? Jesus answered and said unto him, If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him, and make our abode with him. Verses 22-23. He in whose heart Christ abides is not one day on the mountaintop, and the next day in the shadow. He has a calm, trusting faith in the Redeemer's love.
He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings, and the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. Verse 24. Look into the mirror of God's law, and see whether you are conforming to the divine requirements. If you see that your character is defective, do not go away and forget what manner of person you are. Strive earnestly to overcome your faults. As you do this, the joy of heaven will fill your heart. There is strength in the Savior. He wants his children to banish all selfishness from the heart, that he may enter as an abiding guest, that his righteousness may go before them, and the glory of God be their rearward. The Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance. Verse 26. You are the children of God. He has adopted you, and he desires you to form characters here that will give you entrance into the heavenly family. Remembering this, you will be able to bear the trials which you meet here. In heaven, there will be no color line, for all will be as white as Christ himself. Let us thank God that we can be members of the royal family. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You have heard that I said unto you, I go away, and come again unto you. If ye loved me, ye would rejoice, because I said, I go unto the Father. For my Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it come to pass, that, when it is come to pass, you might believe. Verses 27 to 29. I want you to realize that Christ is a personal Savior. Show to the world what He can do even through the weakest of human beings. Work out before the world the principles of righteousness. Obey the commandments. Demonstrate the power of truth. This is the most powerful witness you can bear in favor of the truth. But you are not to do this in your own strength. You are to work in the strength and grace that God gives. Thus, you can walk in His footsteps. Cling to the mighty Redeemer, who is also your elder brother. God desires us to seek earnestly for a place among the number who will stand around His throne. To every sincere follower, white or black, He will say, "Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." Matthew 25, verse 34. Whatever you may be called upon to suffer, remember that Christ has said, "I will come again, and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." John 14, verse 3. Have faith in God, and day by day He will give you the victory.